conductor is expected to wear a white coat. A policeman is supposed to have a badge. A cowboy, of course, must wear a cowboy hat. Certain jobs require a uniform or style of dress that seems to let folks know immediately what it is you do. The next uniform we describe, though, is one of the oldest and best known, and it's worn by students. The American Countryside returns after this. In some places, they're just called the Blue Jackets, a name synonymous with the membership of the National FFA organization. Very few know how the tradition began.
Back in 1933, an advisor from the Fredericktown, Ohio FFA chapter walked by a hardware store and noticed a blue corduroy jacket in the window, asked the hardware owner, "Where did you find that jacket?" He hooked them up with Universal Uniform Company back in Van Wert, Ohio, and that was the start.
Mark Hoops is the president of the Universal Uniform Company. It was that FFA advisor who would buy some blue corduroy jackets from the company in 1933. He put the chapter name on the back of the jackets using gold thread and sent the group to the National Convention in Kansas City. The rest, as they say, is history.
What Fredericktown did that year is they had their band performing at the National Convention, and the entire band wore that jacket. It became such a hit that the National FFA adopted that as their official dress.
The National FFA was founded in 1928, and Universal began making the official jacket in 1933. The pair have been almost inseparable since then.
All but 2 or 3 years, that jacket has been made in Van Wert. A lot of the ladies here, the sewers, they've spent their entire life sewing the FFA jacket. So there's a lot of pride, tradition that goes into every one of those jackets.
The company recently began making a green 4-H jacket that is gaining acceptance. But for this company and the FFA, it's those famous blue and gold jackets that have been a well-recognized symbol for almost 70 years. Traveling the countryside in Van Wert, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.